Welcome, everyone, to Thursday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Every believer has a voice, and it is and must be the voice of victory. And I don't have time on this broadcast to tell you where all that came from, but it came in a little North Texas town called Hereford, Texas, named after the Hereford cattle, for those of you that don't know, the red and white ones that came from Hereford, England.
Right.
And there was only one rancher in this whole part of the world that wanted that thing. And it was up there in the panhandle of Texas, and they named it Hereford, Texas. That's where I was when those came. I had a 3-week meeting there. And Father, we thank you for the word.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for, and we praise you for the name of Jesus that's been given unto
us.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you.
And we bless you for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you that we have the victory in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We have victory over death. We have victory over hell. We have victory over the grave. And we praise you for that in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We do these things by faith because it's impossible to please God without
faith. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
You can't be saved without it. You can't live the Christian life without it. Because the just live by faith. You can't walk the Christian walk without it, 2 Corinthians 5, 6, and 7. Can't fight the Christian faith without faith. Cannot overcome the world without faith. Whatever is not of faith is sin. 2 Corinthians 1, 24, you can't stand without faith. You can't quench the fiery darts of the enemy without it. You can't be blessed without it.
Come on.
You can't live without it.
That's right. That's right.
And once you know more about it, you don't want to live with it.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
You just stay in the Word all the time.
Come on.
So that's the reason I said what I did when I walked in here. I learned that every day that I opened my eyes, my life began today.
Come on.
Because yesterday's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And today is one day closer to the resurrection.
Yes. Praise God.
And I have something to say about it.
Amen.
Amen. So, go on, get us back in the story. The money's in the floor.
Yeah.
The money's in the floor. You know, when the Lord spoke to me about that, I realized there is no side that I can ever allow fear to come in with His purpose and plan. That you have to be in faith. That you have to trust Him every step of the way and watch His provision come into your life. Yes. Because when He's spoken, and we've been dealing this whole week on that, we've been dealing with that obedience, that word, that will of God. And when you come to realize that and you get to that place of saying, God, if you've said it, you've given it to us, therefore there has to be a way. There is no other way. In other words, what you've said, we're going to stand on. And that's what our whole journey has been about. That's what our life story has been about.
Praise God.
Is walking in faith. And the thing that I maybe want to touch on, if I can, and bring it in at this moment of the week, is that fear comes to try and separate you from God's purpose.
It is a spiritual force.
Oh yeah.
It comes against you completely, and it tries to do everything to detract you, to shift you, to get you off track. And part of what I put in the gift of giving, because I realized God's given you a gift. Mm-hmm. God's given you the ability inside of you to produce everything. All you got to do is hear it, and it will produce. When you obey it and when you do it. Mm-hmm. And there was a journey that I went on because I began to realize in my life, as I said to you in the previous program, that what had happened is my fear factor had become greater than my faith factor.
Oh, that's
powerful. And what happened is I tried to do what God said He would do, I tried to do in the flesh. Mm. We took our money, came to America. Let's raise the money. God says, that's not what I told you to do. So I'd had the rebuke. I'd had to come to the point of repentance of that and say, God, if you've said you would do it, then why is it in my mind I'm trying to do things my way and not your way? And he began to speak to me, Brother Kenneth, and this is what I wanted to get into a little bit today, is I realized that
now
in my
mind... His word comes right in here.
His word comes here, in.
Not here.
Correct.
You have to come to that place of meditating in the Word and be quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We started out with, if you're led of God, that is a manifestation of the sons of God.
Yeah. Praise God.
So you hear from here.
That's right. But I began to realize that when you receive it here in the Spirit, there is a portion on the inside of you that is this total conflict the whole time, faith and fear. Whatever term you want to call it, there's this conflict that goes on.
Lust of the flesh and fruit of the Spirit.
Correct.
Yes.
So in the journey of faith, this is what you've got to deal with on your day-to-day basis and get victory over it and walk in it. And the Lord took me to Matthew chapter 6, a very strange place to take me to, but I began to study and I began to say, well, hold on. There's something here in the Word, and that's why I put the subtitle over here, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Mm-hmm. The truth behind the myth within the book even that we put together, because I realized there was a portion inside of me that was continually saying, and I realized the body of Christ had allowed fear to dominate them in their seed, in their giving, in their faith. So where we used to allow a boldness in our giving, where we used to allow a boldness in our faith to operate in our lives, what was happening is fear was dominating us, and the boldness was not in the body of Christ like it should be in faith.
You put it right here. Get on the giving side. Position yourself to prosper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You prosper someone else. When the invitation came to us to come to South Africa.
Yeah.
And I went before the Lord. And so when I went before the Lord to see should I go there and when. Well, as I visited with the Lord about this, there were some amazing things that began to come up inside me.
Hmm.
And I heard things like, you are really going to like these people. And he began to say, they think like you think and they talk like you talk. And they are faith people. And I said, I'm on my way.
Mm.
The next thing I had to do is find out when and then how to get there. Because we were believing for the international airplane then.
Yep.
And so as it came up in my spirit, and I was thinking, you know, this is just another thing. We really need that citation 10.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, that day came. I can just see it in my mind now.
Yeah.
We came in there. And we had a lunch in this little small place and had so much. And you said, come on, I want to show you something.
Mm. Right.
Okay. So, we got in this golf cart and we started driving around. This is going to be like this. All these pillars are going to be there. See the picture over there? They're seeing it on TV now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, oh, it's going to be all of this. What I didn't know, right underneath of us was the money to pay for it. I didn't know that.
Come on.
And he doesn't dare tell me things like that.
Mm.
No, that's private information.
That's right.
That's God's information. That's
right, right.
That's right.
I didn't ask him what was in his bank account.
And
he didn't ask me how much money had already come in for the citation 10.
Right.
Come on.
That was between the Lord and me.
Yeah.
And that was between the Lord and
me. Right, right.
So you don't go just shooting your mouth off, because when you do, that's when the devil will find out.
Come on,
come on.
But he was saying it.
Yeah.
This is what is going to happen.
Amen.
These pillars are going to be gone. And there's all of these things, and I was thinking, yep, well, okay. I didn't argue with his vision.
Amen. Praise God.
No way I was going to pull that stunt, why you can't do this.
Right.
No, no, I'd had all that I already wanted. Amen.
Amen.
Because we were living in a vision right then, right here on this property.
Right.
And our biggest next step was on the way.
Come on. Praise God.
And then he turned around. I spoke there. And then he said, I want you to do my broadcast with me. I said, okay.
Yeah.
So we went in the small studio there. And he started asking me questions, kind of like what I'm asking him. And he was asking me all these different things. And so we were talking about faith and just the opposite of where I'm asking them how their faith worked. Then he started questioning me about certain things, and I just went into the Word and talked about it. Then he pulls out this check about this big. I said, something like, are you sure? As if he wasn't sure. And I took that and I said, glory to God.
Amen.
You see, it's about getting.
Now, that was $800,000 American.
Yeah.
1 million Rand.
Right.
800,000 American. That is a big chunk of that tin. Big chunk of it.
It's about being on the giving side.
Yes, it is.
And it's about living on the giving side. And that's why I came to realize we are the gift.
That's right.
That God has given. We are the gift of giving as an individual of who we are. And
living by faith, the ultimate prize.
That's
Amen.
It. That's it.
Amen.
So when I got into the scripture, and I know we might not have time for all of this today, but maybe we can carry on tomorrow, but I came to realize that there is a right way to do something and a wrong way. There is a side of faith and there is a side of fear. And we have to continually walk on the side of faith.
Mm-hmm.
We have to continue to walk in that area. And the Lord took me to Matthew 6 and verse 3. And I want to quickly just take a moment here on this because I want to bring this in. The Word of God says, when you give, do not let the left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your giving may be in secret and your Father who sees in secret, he himself will reward you openly. I'd always taught that scripture, I'd always read it in a way that I always thought, well, this is a strange scripture. How does your left hand not know what your right hand's doing? You know, you're the same body. And when I studied this, I realized if you look in the King James Version, that hand is in italics, which means it's not in the original.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So in other words, what it's saying is when you give, don't let your left know what your right is doing, not your hand, left and right. I said, Lord, there's something interesting over here. So I looked up the word left and I looked up the word right. And the word right, it says this, and I want you to understand this. It says, it comes from that original word dexios, which really blew me away, which means that which usually receives or the receiving side. So what does that mean? There's a side of you that usually receives.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a side of you that I looked up the word left. And that word left comes from the word aereo. It's an original word, aereo. And it says this. It says, the side that causes you to doubt.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
And I realized there and then, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, something in the word of the Lord where God's speaking to his children saying this, don't allow when you give the side of you that causes you to doubt.
That's the left and right hand side of your brain.
Are we going to get there?
Yep.
Because that's the beautiful part of all of this, because there's a part. So when you give, don't let your left, which is the side that brings doubt, stop or hinder the side of you that receives.
Mm.
to cause, to bring a hindrance on the receiving side. So I looked up that word no, because that word no is the word, it's a word genitsko, which is a word that means allow. In other words, don't let the part of you, allow the part of you that receives to be hindered. There is a hindering side that will, fear will always try and stop your receiving side in the brain, in the mind, because there you are with a heart that says, God, this is what I'm believing you for. This is what I'm trusting you for. And everybody around you says, it can't happen.
Well, who's the spirit of fear to start with?
Come on, the exactly. accuser.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, look here in the book of Revelation. Mm. Then the 21st chapter.
Yeah.
Verse 6. Mm-hmm. He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of freely. Mm. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Mm. But, look what's number one, the fearful.
Come on.
Unbelieving.
Yep, that's right.
Abominable, murderers, whoremongers and sorcerers, idolaters and liars,
come on,
shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Mm. Wow. Mm.
Now, if you turn back to 1 John,
yeah,
because you have to put everything on Scripture,
right?
Absolutely.
And you go over here to the 4th chapter. And 4:16, we have known and believed the love. There's the word known.
Come on, come on.
We've experienced it.
That's right.
Amen.
We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God mm-hmm. is love. And he that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. Mm-hmm. Herein is our love made perfect or developed, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love.
Praise God.
But mature love casts out fear, because fear has torment. And the devil get on
right.
something like that
right.
and torment you. You go to bed thinking about that. I don't know what, how, we can't pay for this thing.
Look
at that. And what do I need was anything that big anyhow? Mm-hmm. I don't know why I ever got off into this. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, let me go to sleep. No, I can't go to sleep. I got to worry about this.
Yeah.
I got to worry about it.
Now, think about what Job said. Mm. He said it. He said, I have not been comfortable. Mm-hmm. I have all of this. In other words, I worried, yet trouble came. Yeah. As if his worrying about it was going to do something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The devil said to God, he'll curse you to your face. Mm-hmm. He didn't. His wife did. Yes. She opened the door to all that. Mm. So what do you do? 1 Peter 5, you cast all your care over on
Amen.
Him, go to sleep.
Amen. Mm. Amen. Amen.
By faith.
Come on.
Amen. Praise God.
It's staying in that place of faith.
Yes. Amen.
That's God the spoke. Work. You have to stay
You
there.
Have to stay in that place
Don't
of
Don't hinder
faith.
That force because it's out there working. Yeah. The angels are involved.
That's right.
They're doing their part. And you get over in there and murmur a little bit. Well, they'll have to stop and say, well, I thought he wanted this. I guess maybe he doesn't. He says he can't do it.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
This whole room.
Right.
There's a whole lot more in here than just than us.
Yeah.
Right.
Because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world.
Praise
that's
right. God.
But then there are angels involved in this. I have an angel that stays with me all the time.
Hallelujah.
I've never seen him, but I know he's there. And I talked to one man that when he saw him, It frightened him so bad he didn't come back to church for 3 days.
Oh.
And when he did, he came back and sat on the last row. Hmm. But he said later, he sticks to you and you start to slow down a little bit, he'll whisper something in your ear. And he said he looked like just missed clean. He's so big. But this is the difference. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free.
Amen.
From the law of sin and death.
Amen. Come on. Come
Amen.
On.
Amen.
Amen. But it's in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
the purpose. Mm.
Come on.
Of that building, like you said, is to feed his sheep.
Amen. Come on,
amen.
Come on.
Amen.
And when I got there and saw it, and they took me in another golf cart. Only this one, we drove a lot further than we did that first time.
Right.
I walked in there, and I was like I was the first time I went to New York City. Here it is.
Yeah.
It has manifested in here.
Come on.
It is.
Thank you,
come
Jesus.
On.
Faith
come on.
Did this.
Amen.
Yeah.
Faith
did. Not just faith did this.
Amen.
Faith paid for this.
Amen.
Faith set it up.
Amen.
Because the Spirit of God spoke to Andre and Jenny and told them exactly what to do and what to say. Mm. And here it is. Mm. And you walk up the steps, up onto the platform, and the platform will rotate, and you can preach to everybody. And the first time I did that, it was in Lester Summerall's church. And I'd get to preaching to one, and they were over there, so I'd turn around, and by the time I got over there, they were back. So I just stood out in the middle and let it go around, run around like that. I was so excited. It was just, and I had the honor and the distinct privilege of our ministry being deemed worthy for them to plant the seed, a significant seed, into this ground.
Yeah.
Of course, we weren't the only one.
Yeah.
And I'm not foolish enough to think that. But it was very significant to us.
Yeah.
And it wasn't very long after that we took delivery of it in March of 2006.
This ministry, all I can say, is fertile ground.
Amen.
Now, I have to go back because the Lord dropped that in my heart. Mm-hmm. When he said that about the airline, he said, I want you to start believing me for jets right now.
Right.
So I went to the 58th chapter of the book of Isaiah, delight yourself in the Lord and I'll cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, 41,000 feet is a high place in the
yes.
earth. And I have a plaque in each one of those airplanes that says that. So we stood on that. I knew I had to sow.
Come on.
And over the years, this ministry...
Come on.
...sowed 17 different airplanes of different kinds. Yeah. And one or two of them... I only had them a few days. And then some of them came back and we re-sowed them again. Mm-hmm. But there was, was that money over the years. And when I finally read the spreadsheet in one of our board meetings, I looked at it and there it was. The total of all that added up to the price of the Citation 10.
Come on.
And we were a prize customer.
Come on.
Because we paid cash for the airplane.
Praise God.
And they hadn't met many like us because everybody else financed them, you know.
Right.
And they wanted to do something, and I said, no, no. No, the Lord will pay for it. Yeah. Really.
Hallelujah.
But this is the will of God.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everything you do, you find it here.
Yes.
Right.
And he's telling me we're out. I'm not either. I'm right here. I know what he means. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you.
There are those who seem to have discovered the key to financial freedom. If abundant prosperity remains elusive to you, it's time to look again at what God says about giving and receiving. The Gift of Giving by Andre Raybert is a transformative journey into the heart of biblical generosity. Uncover key truths from Scripture about giving and dispel misconceptions surrounding principles of sowing and reaping. Your giving isn't just about what you offer, but the motive behind it. Learn how to release bold faith in receiving God's best for you through genuine, selfless giving. Debunk the myth that only anonymous or secret giving is blessed by God. Understand that giving with a pure heart is the true path to abundance. As you embrace the truths within this book, let the Holy Spirit work in your heart and witness a life overflowing with God's goodness and bountiful prosperity. You'll become a living testament to God's generosity, inspiring others and drawing them to a generous God who delights in blessing His people. Don't miss this amazing journey. Walk in the financial freedom God has for you. Get your copy of The Gift of Giving by Andre Raybert for only £6.50. Outside the UK, call for postage. Receive an in-depth look into how biblical generosity and giving lead to God's prosperity. Order online at kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. This offer is good for 30 days.
This is my Bible, and I can have what it says I can have. I can do what it says I can do, and I am what it says I am. What am I? I am in Christ Jesus, and He is in me.
Join us for the St. Louis Victory Campaign, October 26th through the 28th. Register at kcm.org/STL today.
Faith in God is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So glad you could be with us again. Don't you miss tomorrow, because what we do and say tomorrow will flow right on over into next week, because we just barely got the lid open on this thing this week. Praise God. So until then, we see you again tomorrow. Till then, remember this again. This is so important. God loves you.
Yeah.
He loves you. Read the 17th chapter of John where Jesus prayed, God loves you as much as He loves me. God loves you. Yeah. And we love you. And Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what kcm.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At kcm.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, kcm.org meets you where you are.